everything they've told you is a lie.
Subject 2 escaped. It's somewhere in the building.
It'll kill us all.
Put it down. Now!
For 12 years, I was held captive by the humans. The world I once knew has changed. Vampires and lycans are now the hunted.
If we are to survive as a species,
we must resist the humans.
Okay, here's the deal. Underworld Awakening is the fourth film in a series that went from a sequel to a prequel and back to a sequel, and it's exactly what you'd expect from that delivery. Forget the story, because I'm sure the filmmakers didn't even know what they were doing. Suffice to say, it's just a lot of hybrid this and hybrid that, lichen, icy glares, lots of people walking around in cool leather dusters, and lots of CGI monsters getting shot and beheaded. In short, it speaks to its audience, but it won't win anyone outside of the relatively narrow world of Underworld fandom. So if you're looking for overdone, vaguely martial arts fight sequences and plenty of CGI blood, you'll like this film. Everyone else, chalk this up as another weak installment in the overdone vampire versus werewolf genre and move along quietly. Underworld Awakening gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.